Then what he does, he puts my purse on his head. It's his crown, and I quick understand. He's king of the bus, king of the shoe bus. We're all his surrounders, his servants. The driver is driving us to the shoe store because we ordered him to. Back there when I said, there's our bus, Jeremy found out, and he's in charge. I look at Jeremy's king face. I tell him he can stand up and pull the string now. He gives me back his crown to hold while he does his job. I hoist him to the string. He makes the bell ring. We prepare to unload ourselves, and he announces to the driver when we leave, get shoes. Yes, sir, says the driver, and the bus makes the air hissing sound, and we're back down on earth to buy shoes we can't afford.
In this chapter, did you notice how good Levon is at seeing things from a kid's point of view? She imagines what the world looks like through Jeremy's eyes. People's knees, bumpers of cars, and the undersides of tables. She also tells us what Jeremy might be thinking about things. She understands how mad he is about the lemon tree and about other things in his life that must make him mad. This gift that Levon has of understanding things from someone else's point of view is called empathy. Levon's ability to empathize with little kids is one of the reasons she's so good with him. Okay, let's keep reading. Head to chapter 31 on page 79.